The State Shorelines Hearings Board issued a letter saying it plans to invalidate the permits for two oil shipping terminals at the Port of Grace Harbor. The city of Hoquiam had issued the permits last spring after it and the State Department of Ecology determined that they posed minimal threat to the environment. But several groups, including the Quinault Indian Nation and the Sierra Club, appealed. Kristen Boyles is an attorney with Earth Justice who represented the Quinault. She says the state is not prepared to respond to an oil spill caused by an overturned train car like the one that shocked Quebec in July.
There were quotes in the newspaper that I read after the Quebec disaster saying that Washington State was not ready for this kind of influx of oil, was not ready for it in this way along our rail lines, along lots of freshwater streams. If it's tar sands oil that's coming, no one knows how to clean that up.
The plaintiffs argued that city and state officials failed to consider the cumulative environmental impacts of having the two terminals running, along with a third one planned nearby. In their letter, the Shorelines Hearings Board agreed and said it will issue a formal statement in the coming weeks. A total of 8 new projects to accommodate increased oil train traffic in Washington are currently on the table. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.